consent agenda items.
Yes, sir, Mr. Commissioner, we have one consent agenda item. In keeping with commission direction, this is an item that wasn't after the fact, and we have gone through our public interest review for this project and determined it is acceptable to recommend approval of the project. And just real briefly, this is a request for after-the-fact authorization to retain a 130-foot-long by 5-foot-wide private non-commercial pier, including a 10-foot-long by 16-foot-wide L-head platform, a 10-foot by 3-foot-wide finger pier, and associated mooring pilings adjacent to Mr. David Bettis's property at 1348 Bayville Street, which is bordered by a city platted street situated along Willoughby Bay in the city of Norfolk. And in this case, staff is recommending approval. And we are not recommending any civil charges in this case. And the reason is because of the city platted street issue. In this situation, an application was submitted to us back in 2001, and we acknowledged receipt and issued a standard no permit necessary letter for the pier, because piers are authorized by code for private homeowners in the waters adjacent to their property if they are riparian owners. What we did not realize when we reviewed the application or catch in the information that was provided was that there is actually a platted street that's property of the city of Norfolk that borders the water edge of the property. There's no development there, no infrastructure there, but it's just, like I said, a paper street. And as a result, Mr. Bettis was not a riparian owner and did not qualify for the statutory exemption. In Norfolk, there is a process where individuals with property situated like this can go through an approval process with city council and get a right-of-way to build across that paper street. And then we issue individual permits like we would for other types of projects for that construction. We didn't realize that was the case and inadvertently issued the NPN. When this property came up for sale to get everything straight, they realized the problem, came back to us, and we accepted an after-the-fact application. We went through the public interest review process. There's no objections, and we think the project is acceptable. They have since gone to the city and gotten their encroachment permit through the easement as well. So everything seems in order. We just need to authorize the structure since it is not attached to the riparian property of the Mr. David Bettis.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson? Is there a motion on item 3A, David Bettis?
So moved.
Mr. Fox
second.
Moves to approve. Seconded by Mr. Shook. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the matter is approved as recommended by staff.